On February 28th, North Summit Fire received an EMS Quick Response Unit license from the Utah Bureau of Emergency Medical Services. That means that fire personnel who are certified can help ambulance crews in providing first aid and life support. District spokesman Tyler Rouser said they will be equipped with items like an automated external defibrillator, or AED for short.
We now can carry additional EMS equipment, such as AEDs, trauma packs, oxygen, those kind of things that we can now carry and administer through certified personnel.
In a press release, the fire district said that because of North Summit's unique geography, fire personnel can possibly respond much more quickly than the on-call ambulance crews.
Right now, if fire district personnel arrive first in one of our apparatus, we can immediately start rendering basic first aid. So if we had a situation of a cardiac arrest, we have the oxygen and an AED. The AED really is the key during cardiac arrest to get that heart restarted.
So is this something that North Summit Fire has been trying to get for a while?
It's something we've been working up to over the past few years. It's been getting personnel certified and then just going through the requirements of the State Bureau of EMS to get those certifications done.
Most of the district's personnel are state-certified at either an EMT level or EMR, the latter meaning emergency medical responder. Rouser said the west side of the county has already achieved a quick response status.
Actually, in the Snyderville Basin and Park City Fire District already does a similar type thing. As you notice, when there's a medical call, an ambulance and a fire truck respond, do the same type of thing now over the North Summit area. When there's a medical call, an ambulance and a fire truck will start responding to all medicals.
Tyler Rouser from the North Summit Fire District. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.